This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. Like I said, there's a lot going on out there, a lot you need to do to keep up, to stay up, to be part of. And if you don't feel like doing that, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. All right. So some of you are throwing questions at me about El Presidente Trumpo. And I get it. I understand you're irritated. I understand it looks like he's backing off everything. I don't believe he is. It's just my personal opinion. You don't have to believe me. But I don't believe he is. There's a couple things. Look at some of the stuff as a businessman. When you look at what's going on with Hillary Clinton. Now, he can agree to go ahead and throw her in jail, and he can agree to put these panels together and do all this kind of stuff or what have you. And Trump can, and I believe he's probably going to anyhow, is give her a full pardon on the stuff that she has been accused of doing, may do, could do, what have you. You do not have to be convicted to get a pardon. Right? I mean, Nixon wasn't convicted. All I'm getting at is there's a lot of things that could happen here that could muddy up the waters. If I was Trump, and I'm not, I would wait till things settle down. I'd get my pen in my hand, right? I get the official pen in my hand. And then I would go ahead and convene a grand jury. That's what I would do. And I would do it for two reasons. And I wouldn't say I was doing it just to throw her in jail. That's not what would happen for me. I would tell people I was doing it, or part of the reason I was doing it, was to clear the books finally. Because a grand jury, it wouldn't be somebody pushing from the Republican side to the Democrat side. It would just be a grand jury. They would look at the evidence and decide what to do. That way it would be a done deal. If he's choosing not to waste the energy on it right now, because he knows that Obama would write her off or do whatever he's got to do, then I don't know. See, I don't know what the long-term game plan is. And I don't think you guys either. Not one of you had to expect within the first two or three days he was going to go in there with a hammer and a sledge and start breaking things up. You got to look at stuff. That's first and foremost. You got to look at stuff. And look at the bigger picture. How long it takes to do it the right way instead of doing a new knee jerk. Somebody in the chat room just asked me, do I think that Trump can stop the impending bail-in? Yes, I do. And if you guys want to know what a bail-in is, right? You need to do a search for David Fisher on our website, on the realside.com website. You'll see what he's talking about. It's the fact that the government can kinda, sorta, take your money, your retired money. They freeze it. They don't really take it. They say they make it available to you. Then the bail-in is part of the Dodd-Frank Act. And Trump is talking about repealing that, tweaking it, doing whatever he wants, doing whatever he needs to do it to make it right. And I can see that happening. It takes a lot to repeal these laws. When it comes to Obamacare, I think he will. I think he only said there was two things about it he liked. And I don't know about any of you, but you can't, you know, you're hypocritical if you say it was 2,100 pages, I didn't read it. I don't know what's in it, but I can see what it's doing. There might be good stuff in there. I don't know. I didn't look at this. I read excerpts. I read bits and pieces. But I don't know for sure. And frankly, if you're being honest, neither do you. Right? You don't know for sure? So come on, let's not be like them. Let's not make decisions on what we believe we think might be in something. Can we do that? Otherwise, like I said, we are just like them. And you know what? I don't want to be like them. So when Mr. Trump said he'd like to keep the 26-year-old thing, I'd like to find out why. And the pre-existing conditions, I'd like to find out why. And he can incorporate that into a brand new law. You take bits and pieces out of this one, you can incorporate it into a brand new law. So for Schumer or anybody else to say, well, we're going to unwind this, or there's no way he can unwind it, that's just not true. And for Schumer to say, well, we have bits and pieces of it that we can, you can't unwind bits and pieces of it without winding the whole thing, well, that's not true either. So, no, I'm not interested in any of that. When it comes to building the wall, I believe he's going to build a wall, but I believe it's going to be more than just a brick-and-mortar wall. I think there's going to be a lot of components to it. And again, any one of you who thinks that he was just going to build a brick-and-mortar wall and that was going to be it, you really don't know what that landscape looks like. So why don't we let the plan start to roll out? There were a lot of things when I ran for office I didn't find out that I had the ability to do or not ability to do, and what fell within my jurisdiction to begin with. I think he has to learn how to roll this stuff out. He has to learn how to make it happen right the first time so he's not making 15 different mistakes and you are throwing all kinds of stuff at him right away. And I can say all this because, remember, I'm not the one. I wasn't behind him in the beginning either. I really didn't get behind him till he became our nominee. Then it would have just been asinine not to, my personal opinion. And I want to get to the Schumer thing, but I got to tell you something. There's something breaking right now. Through the group that I'm involved with is Liberty Alliance. Go to libertyalliance.com when you get a chance. A lot of great writers there. A lot of great websites. Just a lot of good stuff going on over there. And what happened was, it seems what's breaking right now is a very large ad firm is starting to pull ads, starting with Breitbart, because they feel like Breitbart publishes hate speech. We'll hit that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant 100% pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Business Communication Network. Hey, guys. Thanks for being with me. I know it's a busy week. Some of you are trying to get ready for Thanksgiving. And you should be thankful for the things that have been placed in your lap, things that have been given to you, things that you've worked hard for. We all should be thankful for something. And so tomorrow night, I'm going to pre-record tomorrow night, you know, earlier in the day, and actually pre-record tomorrow night and Thursday and Friday. So I'll spend some time with family myself. I need effort. I even need to get some sleep, you know what I'm saying? So really, seriously, enjoy your family, enjoy your time together. Family is muchas importante. You didn't know it was like trilingual, huh? Although I don't know what any of that means or says. So we were talking about getting, you know, being with Liberty Alliance and getting some insight as to what's going on. And Liberty Alliance is one of the top 5,000, to the Fortune top 5,000 websites. And lots of traffic. I don't have the stats with me. I should ask somebody for the stats, but I don't have the stats with me. But Breitbart was just hit by Nexus, which is the advertising purchaser for a major part of the internet. And what they've done is that they've decided that they're not going to advertise. They're not going to allow Breitbart. They're not going to allow to use their advertising anymore, to partake of their advertising for revenue because of hate speech. That's what they do. They're going to put up the, they deem Breitbart to be a hate speech site. Think about that. You're going to have Google and Facebook going to go along and change the terms and conditions of use. I already get nailed on YouTube and Facebook on a regular basis. And remember, we generate ad revenue. We generate ad revenue because the companies look at our numbers. They look at how many people are hopping in, hopping off, watching the show, downloading the show, that kind of stuff. And every time Facebook pulls a video or YouTube pulls a video and makes me explain why I said something or did something, the numbers get reset to zero. You don't get your old numbers back. So it hurts us all. And for them to start going, a company that big to start hitting on conservatives, that's going to hurt the conservative market. It's going to hurt the conservative groups. And when you look at, there was a Huffington Post put a meme out the other day of so far what looked like it was going to be Trump's team. And they made fun of them not being a diverse group of people. But this came from a group of people, the Huffington Post, the editors, that I made fun of over a year ago. Right? Remember that? The whole editorial team was white and female, with the exception of one male. That was crazy. Anyway, he cut it, it was crazy. So this is what I'm starting to talk about. We have to get a handle. If we don't get a handle on this stuff, if we don't take it back, if we don't take control of it, there's not going to be much to control. We're not going to be able to say anything online. Not without getting in trouble anyway. So Chuck Schumer, in an interview with Chris Wallace, decided to kind of open up to Chris and let him know how he felt about a couple of things. Now, when it came to, let's see if I got it up here. Yeah. So when it came to Schumer on the wall, and we have, we won't do that one. Oh, the Affordable Care Act, that was always exciting too. Now we'll do this one. He said that Trump campaigned on Democrat principles. That's how he won. He campaigned on Democrat principles. Not that people no longer wanted Democrat principles, and even though Trump is a moderate at best, it was that Trump was, see, he had to bring it back to the Dems, because the Dems can't be wrong. There's nothing they can do to be wrong and to make you feel uncomfortable. Let's see. I knew this was going to happen. Don't you love the interweb? That's wonderful. You just got to know what buttons to hit, right? I guess? Okay, here we go. Here we don't go.
Why do you think Hillary Clinton lost? You know, when you lose the way we lost, you can't blink, you can't look away, you got to stare the election in the face. And there are a lot of reasons, and we'll still examine it for a while, but one above all, our economic message was not sharp enough, was not bold enough, was not strong.
Yes, it was because of your economic message. It had everything in the world to do with your economic message, Chuck. You didn't reach out to the people. You didn't reach out to your base, Chuck. But come on, let me let him make an ass out of himself, and we'll come back to it.
Strong enough. And people, even though I believe that for all those blue-collar voters who voted for Donald Trump, even many who had voted for Obama, they thought he was the change agent, even though our actual policies are much closer to what they believe than the Republican policies.
Are you listening to this? Are you some of you, come on, tell me, please tell me you're gagging on this. Tell me you're gagging on the lies that this guy is
telling. And
you tell me you're gagging on the lies that this guy is telling. Please.
We are going to have a bold, strong message, and it will appeal to both groups. You don't need to say, well, who do Democrats appeal to, the Obama coalition or the blue-collar people? A bold, strong economic message will appeal to both, to the factory worker in Scranton, to the college student in Los Angeles, to the single mom on minimum wage.
No, 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 no. See, they don't want your plan. They don't want the TPP. They don't. There were so many things, Chuck, that you guys stood for. That you're going to put the coal industry out of business. Your person at the top said they were going to put the coal industry out of business. Nobody went to Middle America for you people. You didn't listen. Even your congressman in Middle America couldn't take. They were too stupid to take the message back to you. They didn't care enough to take the message back to you. They never went to check out their neighborhoods after they got elected. Chuck, you lost your base, man. And to say it was an we weren't strong enough on our economic message. No, that wasn't it at all. I mean, we're going to play little clips all through this hour. You're going to see what he believes mainstream media to be. I hope they keep this up. Now, I'm not joking. I hope they keep this mindset up all the way through to the next election. Because they're going to get spanked again. I don't know any other word to use for it. They're going to get spanked again. Because they really don't, they don't understand what the people want. It's right in front of their face and they can't figure it out.
Harlem. How specifically do you appeal to working-class white voters in the Midwest and bring them back?
Okay. On issues, some of which Trump campaigned on. Trade. Change.
They passed the trade bill.
The trade laws. Democrats have been far more eager to change the trade laws than Republicans, but they voted Republican because Donald Trump himself was issuing a message.
Yeah, but the way they want to change the trade laws weren't the way the Republicans wanted to change it. But that's not my point. My point all from the beginning here is they're the ones that pushed those trade laws through. They're the ones that wanted them. Obama's the one that ran with them, and they were okay with it. They didn't scream. You're going to hear lie after lie after lie come out of his mouth. You're going to be sitting in your chair going, I don't know how he does that. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right, I do appreciate the time that you get involved. I do appreciate the time that you get engaged. And that's the only way you really find out what's going on is when you get involved, get engaged. Right? Anyway, I want to get back to it. I mean, Chuck Schumer, who has tried everything he can to show you that Donald Trump is actually a Democrat, that Donald Trump actually campaigned on the principles of the Democrat Party, not the Republican Party, that they were against these big trade deals, although I don't know who passed them. Right? Think about everything that President Obama signed. Shoved down their throats. I like a lot of what he says. So here, take a listen. Because I want you to hear the hypocrisy from him directly.
Of change trade, large infrastructure bill. Republicans have opposed it. We had a squeeze to get a small one. Donald Trump's for a big one. We're for a big one. We challenge him. You won blue collar vote.
The infrastructure deal. The problem is when you make these deals with you guys. You always sneak in all kinds of other stuff to do it. You always add things to it that have nothing to do with an infrastructure bill. Nothing to do with cleaning things up. And where are you going to get the money? So you're going to hear him say in a minute that they don't want to cut any entitlements. They don't want to cut anything. They just want to keep going and spending and spending and spending, and it's not a big deal. It doesn't hurt anybody. Right? Can't take anything. We don't have a spending problem.
Voters, President-elect Trump, because you happen to support a lot of Democratic issues. Don't break your promise to the blue-collar voter. Work with us. Just because it's President Trump, we will work with you to get those things done if you stick to the principles you enunciated in the campaign.
But why should that blue-collar worker go to you when he's got the original Donald Trump who was saying it to him?
Because he needs, because we're far more on his side.
Notice how he stopped, because he doesn't need you. He doesn't need them to pass anything, really. He's got both the House and the Senate. So they're scrambling to find reasons why Donald Trump needs them. Alas, but he doesn't.
Why should that blue-collar worker go to you when he's got the original Donald Trump who was sending it to him?
Because he needs, because we're far more on his side than the Republican senators and the Republican establishment. They were for free trade. They were against an infrastructure bill. They were against closing the carried interest loophole.
Yeah, but not Donald
We've
Trump.
We've been for all those. We're telling Trump, we're challenging him. Work with us. Don't break your promise to them. There's a lot of people telling Donald Trump, now go adopt the Republican mainstream.
Now don't you love that, though? We're telling him, don't break your promise to the people. Why? You did it. Every one of you guys do it on a regular basis. You tell them how they're going to turn their inner cities around. You tell them how they're going to change things for the low-income people, and you never do. Because you think when you get back to Washington, all you're going to do is tax the crap out of the rich, give everything to the poor, and that's going to help them. It won't help them. It never has. Your policies don't work. Look at the big inner cities, and don't say we didn't spend enough. Okay? Because you're talking to somebody who's on a school board that watches in a state now, California now has two-thirds of the legislature, which means they can pass tax increases without the help of the Republicans. They don't need the vote. And now they have it. So let's see what these little kids do in running the state. But I'm not that worried about it, because every time they've had the majority, their people get so carried away with themselves, so full of themselves, that they end up getting impeached, indicted, arrested, whatever. They don't make it through their term. So then Schumer wants to talk a little bit about the wall. But there's a couple of things he leaves out. Let's hear what he has to say when Chris Wallace asks him about the wall.
And this idea of a wall, we already passed, John McCain and Chuck Schumer, bipartisan, an immigration bill that was comprehensive, that did a lot, and was much tougher on the border than a wall would be. So on that, and when he...
Yeah, but wait a minute. What he's saying, Senator, is secure the border first, build the wall, and then you can start worrying about immigration reform.
No. Put it all together.
And if he says wall first?
We'll say do it all. If we were to just do the wall, we'd never get the rest.
You know how they know that? No, seriously, do you know how they know that? Because they screw the Republicans every time they make a deal with them. That whole thing that went down with Reagan, they made a deal with him, too, to go ahead and legalize those illegals that were here. And part of it was building the wall. Do you know what they backed down on? Do you know what they wouldn't fund? Do you know what they wouldn't do? You got it. The wall. Reagan did not get what he wanted. Matter of fact, he didn't get what they promised. I think they call that a lie today. Or they still call it a lie, anyhow. The Democrats lied about what they would do with Reagan. They didn't live up to their part of the deal. And they do it all the time. Seriously, they don't do what they say they're going to do. They do it all the time. Schumer on, Senator Sessions. Now, I love this. I get the biggest kick out of this. This is one of the things they're hanging on to, something that he said or did 30 years ago that they actually have admitted since, some of them have anyway, that it was taken out of context. They didn't give both sides of the speech, or the speech that was given before the comment and the speech that was given after the comment at the same function. So it's like they love to do. They take out a line, a couple of lines, and they try to twist it around, make it look really, 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 really bad. So the guy did this 30 years ago. He's been a champion for rights ever since. And here's what Schumer has to say about him.
Let's talk about a name, because President Trump has named Senator Jeff Sessions to be his attorney general. Now, back in 1986, the Senate refused to confirm Jeff Sessions to be a federal judge. Will he have any problem getting through the Senate now? And this was because of his record and statements and actions on civil rights. Will he have any trouble getting through the Senate now?
Well, he's going to need a very thorough vetting. Many of those statements, they're old, but they're still troubling.
So why is it that the things that Wiener did, right? Some of the stuff he did was old. But, you know, sending pictures of your Wiener to young people should be troubling. I think it was, at least, I think it should be troubling. I don't know, maybe I'm out in left field. I mean, we can go down things that people on his side did all over the place. And they don't seem to care about it. Doesn't seem to bother them. Doesn't seem to be a big deal for them. And it's what I've been saying for a long time. It's not a matter of equality for these people. It's a matter of control.
And the idea that Jeff Sessions is just because he's a senator, he should get through without a series of very tough questions, particularly given those early things, no way. There are lots of questions.
Nobody ever said they want him to be pushed through because he's a senator. His last 30 years of service should be enough to show you where he's at. His last 30 years of service and what he's done for the people, that's what it should be based on, not something he said 30 years ago, because you don't want it happening to your people. At least that's what you keep saying. You won't bring up the past, and when somebody brings up the past of any one of your players, you get nuts over it.
Questions that have to be asked. Let me give you one that relates to the old statements. What does he intend to do with the Civil Rights Division? I wouldn't want to support him unless I was convinced that we would still have a strong Civil Rights Division in the Justice Department. So
did he say he was going to wipe it out? I'm just curious, because I know you have to be very careful now when these Democrats are talking, because they bring up stuff that doesn't exist, not true, was never said. I guess it comes back around to not true. Take a listen.
So for any of these nominees, I think the watchword is a thorough, thorough vetting. Don't say absolutely not, but they have to answer and satisfy the American people about a whole lot of
questions. You think they'll vet them like they vetted Tim Geithner, right? Remember him? The one who didn't pay his taxes? You think they'll vet him like a lot of people that they've brought into the White House that actually had problems and we didn't find out till later on? I'm just curious. I don't know. I'm curious if they'll use the same vetting team, if you would. Now, this is the one that he, in essence, lies about or lies on the most. The Dodd-Frank Act. I love this one.
Forget about repealing or modifying Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank
financial regulation
after the banking interests and everybody else helped drive us to a great recession. We're not going to undo it, period. And I have the votes. I think we have the votes to block.
Yeah, it was the Dodd-Frank Act that drove it that way. They were, and we're headed back that way. See, you don't hear about it yet. You won't hear about it until the crap hits the fan. Go talk to your friends in banking and ask them what's going on in banking. See, the regulators got really tough, really strict. And the only place they got strict is on homeowners as a whole, okay, and business owners. So they made it hard for business owners to borrow money from the bank. They made it a little harder to buy a house. However, there's ways around that. And then the Dodd-Frank Act actually backs it up for insurers those ways around it. We'll talk a little bit about those on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVE starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Now, GCN is the Genesis Communication Network. It will help you find the show. It's how we get out to the many stations we're on. Seriously, if you want to check out the stations, the times, and what have you, head up to the website at realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A million things you could do up there. Also on, no, we don't have it on Facebook. I don't know how to do it. I'll have to ask somebody how to do that up there someday. Put the station list up there. We'll have to do that as well. I do appreciate the way some of you follow me and the text and the information that you send me. I really do. And I want to thank you for being part of it. The also, the other thing, two quick things. My new book, The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If it doesn't make you think, nothing will. And it's just, it's a group of ramblings by me over the years on certain issues. One of the things we talk about in the, or I talk about in the book, is how it became acceptable. Now, think about something. I've been doing a show coming up on 9 years. I think we just celebrated our 8th year, coming into 9 years. And one of the first stories I ever did was about Mommy and Me pole dancing classes. That's right. Now, I'm not talking about your 20-year-old daughter and your 40-year-old mother. I'm talking about your 21 or 22-year-old daughter or mother and your 4-year-old daughter, Mommy and Me. And they thought it was great. Wonderful. What a great time for people to get together, to come together, right? Are we sick? We are sick people. And they go through things like the Purple Penguin story. I don't know if you guys remember that one, where a school district decided that we no longer were going to call little boys and girls, little boys and girls. We were going to call them Purple Penguins, because that was a very neutral, and everybody likes penguins, except that the teacher was probably a moron, because it doesn't get any more gender-specific than penguins. The male has a specific job in the penguin world, and so does the female. So they blew that one, didn't they? And the district that lined the kids up by, because they still wouldn't call them girls and boys, because there are no genders, but they lined up the one as a stand in this line if you like to play with trucks, and stand in this line if you like to play with dolls. Well, what if I like to play with G.I. Joe dolls and blow them up and, you know, that kind of thing? Do I still get in the doll line? And one of the chapters called Absolutes? Absolutely not. Because there are no more absolutes. They don't mean anything anymore. We have, and to show you how confused these people are, I know I'm off topic, but I'll get back to it, I promise. I just got to go with where the mind goes, right? And to show you how confused these people are, they fight for gender fluidity, which means you are what you are when you are how you want to be. I don't know how that makes sense to anybody, but okay, whatever. So they fight for gender fluidity. And they don't want to be referred to as any gender in specific, except what they want to be referred to as a gender in specific. They get to change the rules as they go, and we get in trouble for not following rules that don't exist. Do you see how crazy this is? Forgive me for some of you who get insulted when I say this stuff, but there isn't enough crack on the face of this planet that I could smoke for any of this to make any sense. Okay, back to Chuck Schumer, because I don't know where else to go. But back to Chuck Schumer. So Chucky has decided that Dodd-Frank shouldn't be played with, done with, or anything. I mean, you had somebody in a chat room earlier say to me that there's this thing called a bail-in. For some of you who missed this, and you know, yes, I do sell things here. Yes, I do talk about my sponsors. Yes, you need to get intimately involved with my sponsors, okay? One of the sponsors is a company called Landmark Capital. And write this down, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Now, Landmark Gold will tell you, or Landmark Capital, whatever you want to call them, or when you get them on the phone, it's not a hard sell. But ask them about the bail-in. Ask them to send you the white paper for the bail-in. And it explains to you how the government has the right through Dodd-Frank. It was already signed into law, right? That's why we can't play with it. They're going to have the right to, and it's not that they take your money. They freeze it and give you an IOU. See, you don't need that camper right now. You don't need to go on vacation right now. You don't need to go through Europe right now. We'll give you the money when we can. We're going to use that to pay down the debt. And they've already done it in Europe. They've already done it in some places in Europe, and it's already law here, so they could do it. You just were asleep at the wheel, as was I. Now, if you call Landmark Gold or Landmark Capital for this, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, you can tell them Joe sent you. They're not going to care. And they're going to tell you how you can put your IRA in the physical metals or gold with no tax liability. You don't get nailed for anything. You can actually hold it in your hand. You don't get a piece of paper that goes, hey, yo, Joe, got your gold right here. Got it in my drawer. You can call when you want it. No. They you get the actual physical metal in your hand. But you guys got to get informed on this stuff. You've got to get informed, and then you've got to engage. Otherwise, it's all for naught. You leave us to pick up the mess. It ain't cool. And they'll tell you more about the Dodd-Frank Act. And matter of fact, he lays it all out in his white paper called The Bail-In. So Schumer says you can't touch that. And the regulations in the Dodd-Frank Act are really counterproductive to each other, not only to the Act, but to the laws that were enacted, to the rules that were put in place. We are right back to the point before the big bubble break. You can now people can get into homes with no money down. Now, some of you would love to be in a home with no money down, but you know how that works. They overextend you. People are still working two and three jobs to keep their homes afloat, to keep their lives afloat, to keep food on the table for the kids. When the government says that it created, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, we went through these numbers, I don't want to go through them all over again. But when the government said a couple of weeks ago that they came shy, what was it, 70,000 some odd jobs that they thought they were going to have. It came in at 180,000, somewhere along there, with the unemployment numbers. You know, 180,000 new jobs. We're supposed to have well over 200,000, and it didn't happen. And then you find out that the jobs being created, the ones they get so excited about when they're up there on numbers, it's part-time work. Over 60% of it is part-time jobs. You can't feed a family on a part-time job. So what do? You have to get two. Two part-time jobs still don't come with medical insurance. So you either get fined or you have to buy medical insurance. You see the mess here, people. Most of these jobs are not professional jobs. That's what's needed to supply for or provide for a family. Back to Dodd-Frank.
I have the votes. I think we have the votes to block it. He should forget about it.
Actually, they don't have the votes to block it. That was a lie for all intents and purposes. Remember, we have the House and the Senate. Really that simple. See, you know, the president does. See, they're kind of confused. They think the president passes a law, he signs a law, and then it goes back to the Senate, and then with two-thirds of a vote, they can block it. Well, guess what? They don't have a two-thirds of a vote anywhere. I don't know what he's thinking. And then let's hear what he has to say about nominations.
Donald Trump intends to name a conservative, a real conservative, to the Supreme Court.
Right.
If you think it's the wrong person, are you prepared, and will Democrats be prepared, to filibuster that nomination, which has only happened once in the history of the Senate?
I would hope first and foremost that President Trump nominates a mainstream nominee.
Now, there's the key word right there, right there. Did you catch that? He wants him to nominate a mainstream person. But his view of what a mainstream person is different than my view of what a mainstream person is. These guys still haven't yet agreed or understood that their principles, their policies were on the chopping block on election day. It wasn't just Trump or Clinton. It wasn't your local congressman, congresswoman, whatever makes you happy. No, it was your principles. It was your very policies. It was your very foundation that was on the chopping block. I can't tell you how many Democrats I met at church that didn't know that the Democratic Party had tried to take God out of their platform. That see that church and state can't be separated or should be separated. They were floored with it. And shame on them for not knowing. But at least now they got informed and they have a clue. Now, I'm going to hold this one. I'm going to finish up the Schumer thing on the other side of the break. And then we're going to play some clips about millennials, which should make you cringe. People, it's what I've been telling you all along. You have got to. You've got to. You've got to engage. You've got to get involved. You've got to wake up. Okay? You've got to get involved with this stuff with your young people around you, with your millennials, with your Gen Xers, or whatever you want to call them. You've got to enlighten them. Now, for my Facebook aficionados, we're going to have a lot more trouble with Facebook as time goes on. I know we are. We're already having it with some of the groups I work with. But here's the deal. We're going to fight back, and we're going to play by their games. I've already been bit by this. This is why I do this. So if you're on terrestrial radio and your station doesn't carry the show in the next hour, go ahead and hop on the site, therealside.com. We carry it there. You can listen to it live on the website always. This show runs 24/7 somewhere, somehow. If you're on Facebook, you have to restart it at the top of the hour. That's the only way you get the rest of the show. Hey, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. If you got to go and I'm not going to see you, have a safe day. and I would say gluttacious Thanksgiving. We'll be back in a little bit.